This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It seems at times that the media portray President Trump almost as a cartoon character who's always a half a step away from plunging off the cliff into absolute disaster. That he just, you know, is going to slip on the banana peel, and the next thing you know, he'll be impeached, indicted, out of office, in deep trouble, he'll lose Congress. I mean, you just look at the day-to-day, really the hour-to-hour given today's news cycle. I mean, here on one hand, you have the president being portrayed as a king on the cover of Time magazine, seeking absolute power, boasting that he can't be indicted, even if he shoots James Comey, the way that Rudy Giuliani put it, that he has the power to pardon himself, that the Mueller investigation is unconstitutional. And then you have him in danger of, you know, losing both houses of Congress, and that, of course, would lead to impeachment, even though the Democrats say that that's not the case. Or you have him, you know, dividing the country by disinviting the Philadelphia Eagles. Or you have him insulting Canada, first with the tariffs, and then, according to reports on CNN and Canadian Broadcasting, telling Justin Trudeau that, you know, hey, didn't you guys burn down the White House? In other words, he didn't know the basic facts of the War of 1812. I can't believe I'm discussing the War of 1812. But for all of that, there's a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out that shows the president rising to 44% approval. Now, that's a kind of a normal range for a president. It's not a great number. It's not over 50%. But Barack Obama spent many years at 44% approval. Now, it's true this poll also says that, 50% want a Democratic Congress, 40% want a GOP Congress by about a 25-point margin. People say they'd vote for a candidate who would act as a check on President Trump. I don't put that much stock in these because they're ultimately local races. Most of these districts aren't even competitive. But the point is, there is such a gap between the constant danger and the constant divisiveness with which this president is portrayed, and the fact that he's now up to a perfectly normal 44% and has almost universal support in the Republican Party. In fact, he is the Republican Party, with the exception of a few lawmakers who are either contrarian or just not running again. So how is this possible? Well, it's the economy, stupid. That's a big deal. 3.8% unemployment. That's basically full employment. President gets some of the credit, according to these polls and according to just common sense. And, you know, I think that although, you know, a chunk of the country obviously can't stand this president, all of the churning that goes on here inside the Beltway on the investigations and Russia and tariffs and all of this stuff, Stormy Daniels, very important issue. But, you know, it is important in the sense that he's entrapped in a legal proceeding here that could or could not lead to something. But I think that journalists and pontificators and pollsters follow all this a lot more closely than average Americans, who are happy if they are getting a better job or if they seem to have more job security or if wages are slowly creeping up. And, you know, they care more about the kitchen table issues and their daily lives. And that, I think, is where it comes in. And finally, you know, this is an unusual president who attacks people on Twitter, who sometimes engages and feuds and exaggerations. I think the country is finally, after more than 16 months, getting more used to this president. The fact that he suddenly declared he'd go to a North Korea-South Korea summit, meeting with Kim Jong-un of the North this weekend in Singapore. Then it was off. Then it was on. We're just getting more used to the way he conducts himself as president. The media still does not like it. But it doesn't seem as unusual and bizarre as it once did. So maybe the country is adjusting the president. Maybe the president is learning the levers of power. This is not to say that Donald Trump is not controversial. This is not to say he'd rather be over 50%. But that poll number in this latest snapshot, and polls go up and down, really should serve as a reality check for a mainstream media that always consistently continues to see him as one step ahead of disaster.
Media Buzz host Howard Kurtz on how the mainstream media continues to perceive this president. You know, my hope and prayer is that the mainstream media would focus on doing their job in terms of documenting history and reporting on that. Let's get an objective view. Yes, there's room for editorial. That's fine. Have at it. But let's do some hard work and get down and figure out what is it that we, the people, want to know. We want to know what's going on with the FBI. Where's the mainstream media in helping us understand what's going on there instead of all these sidebar, you know, distractions?
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And don't forget, hey, look, if you're interested in any one of the DVDs, I Can Only Imagine, which will be out next week, Blu-ray DVD combo, or Samson, that DVD, which is out now, hey, we're givers. We've got them absolutely free. We'd love to send one your way. All you got to do, send me your name, your address to my email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be put in a hoppa. We'll put your name in a hoppa. We'll pull your name. We got a plethora of these DVDs to give out, and we'd love to send one your way. So it's just that simple. Drop me an email, and you could be the big winner, 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 because that's the way we like to roll here. Hey, Jennifer Breeden is with us, taking a break from her extended honeymoon. I mean, she's on the, I think she's trying to set a record, her and her husband. You know, they've been on the world's longest honeymoon, I think, in mankind. There, this is awesome. I'm glad you could take a break and join us.
I wish. Thanks so much for that. My goodness.
I guess.
Me are way better. Than
Don't you love people's imagining? Yeah, really. You know, Jennifer Breeden.
I did it. It makes it better.
Yeah, Jen is a legal analyst and human rights attorney concentrating on religious extremist ideology, domestic and international law. And Jennifer, really, I'm glad to have you on with us. I'm glad John freed you for a moment so that you could come on the air and talk about, you know, human rights. You know, this whole issue that is before us right now, and I think about you know, what the president is embarking on, something absolutely epic. And I'm just praying that things will go well with this summit regarding North Korea. I mean, there are thousands in gulags there that have been mistreated for just an incredible amount of time. I mean, you know, Donald Trump could be their, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, to get them out of these gulags possibly. And you know, we're not talking much about the human rights violations that have been taking place, you know, for decades in North Korea. And this could be in the balance.
It could. And, you know, it is so interesting that this has come up, because one of the first things that happens in every young North Korean native life is a misinformation campaign, a propaganda campaign, you know, truly false media and narratives about the world and how the world treats them. And that's why so many of them remain there and remain loyal and steadfast and would actually vote for a leader like Kim Jong-un, who puts them in these gulags, so many of the people that are able to escape North Korea are ones that traveled outside, were able to get outside either because of a government trip or something, and then they saw truth. They started to see that intuition kicked in. And so many of us today, you know, obviously on a much smaller scale, face that sometimes. We're seeing news reports come out that don't seem to line up with the truth of what's happening. And as you mentioned, this summit is such a big deal because I think it's, I think the president and the people he surrounded himself with, the people that he's continually aimed to be the best to surround himself with, are very aware and cognizant of what's going on. He's much smarter in listening to these people than the media is giving him credit for, in terms of, okay, he's not discussing human rights. Well, this is absolutely about human rights. You can't exactly meet with another leader who's agreed to meet with you and say it's going to be about your human rights violations. But you know what? Denuclearization and starting to get in and repair relations, that all has the underlying tone of human rights. And it's a great thing that this is happening.
And it all has the handprint of God himself on this. If God didn't want this to happen, it would not be happening. And this is the thing, that Donald Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have to consider. My prayer is, and I think we need to be united in prayer on this, that God's will be done, that, you know, nobody messed this up. I've been concerned from day one when the conversation first came through, that there was this possibility of the two leaders coming together. Was all the opining that was going on, talks of, you know, a Nobel Peace Prize, and even when something was talked about, was it Bolton, John Bolton, when he made the reference, you know, to Libya, it's like, oh my gosh, what are you guys saying? Why? You need to really, you know, tamp this down and allow this to take place. I mean, you've got, you know, traditions, you've got egos, you got all this stuff going on, and compelling somebody, I mean, he's already compelled to a degree, but like in any negotiation, you have to allow room for dignity. And, if you go in and you think you're going to crush somebody, then we're revisiting, you know, post-World War I all over again, are we not?
Exactly. And I mean, that's, you know, it's perfectly true, as you said, and that is what happened. It's essentially what led to World War II by crushing Germany, who wasn't part of the Allied forces after World War One. I mean, we crushed their people, we crushed their spirits, we crushed everything about that, and that's what led to the rise of somebody like Adolf Hitler, that these poor German people wanted to follow because they just felt completely victimized by the world. And now that's the lying propaganda that Kim Jong-un has set out. So it's important that the people know we are here for you. We are here for human rights. The same situation in Iran. We are not against the people of Iran. In fact, they are the reason that there will be regime change, if that is God's will.
Right.
It's the people of Iran. We're against the Iranian regime because they are genocidal and they are hurting people. And it's the same thing here. And so it's important to make that distinction because they don't do that. But as you said, this really does have the handprints of God. I think that this is great. I think it shows that the president and his administration, specifically with Mike Pompeo, they know what they're doing, because how many mainstream outlets did you see come out and say, Trump wrote a letter, he's backed out of the North Korean summit, I can't believe he did this, it's all ruined, and within 48 hours it was back on again because of Kim Jong-un's reply.
So what do they know? I mean, all this stuff that they keep opining about, it's kind of like the voice of the prophet, Jennifer, in the old days, okay, and you read in the Old Testament, and that's in a sense what some of these media types are, they're modern day prophets, but the office of the prophet requires some veracity. In the old days, I mean, it got to be so bad that if you claimed to be in the office of the prophet and you put out a prophecy and you said God said and it didn't come true, they pretty much exterminated you. You know, here in this country, you can let your loose lips fly, and even though nothing happens, or maybe the exact opposite happens, you know, CNN hires you and they put you in a primetime spot or something. You know, it's just like, this is...
Well, that's
this
a rite of passage for CNN primetime.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you know, people.
True. No, you're out.
Yeah. What people need to see is that, look at, if you allow this in, if we continue to give people space and time who continue to lie to us, then shame on us. I mean, because we're not, we're, yes, we live in the information age, which means we have access to information that you and I growing up did not have heretofore. And it's coming at us at Mach 5 speeds, but we need to be discerning about it. And we also, when somebody is blatantly lying to us and they're caught in that lie, I just believe they should be marginalized and they should be set aside, put on time out, and I don't want to hear from them. It's like Susan Rice, probably a brilliant woman on many levels, but she's lied to me too many times. I just don't want to hear from Susan Rice anymore. I'm sorry.
I think that's why it's important.
Yeah. Well, but I think that's up for us as individuals to make that decision, and corporately. I mean, if we the people are running this country, which I believe that's what we should be doing, that's our position of authority, then it's up to us to be discerning and good consumers of information. Jennifer Braden is with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar.
It's the way you like us every day, fresh and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Jennifer Breeden continues. Jen is a legal analyst and human rights attorney. Jennifer, consistently in the past, we've always taken a look at the obvious human rights violations that have been taking place in the Middle East, and you have been back and forth so many times, in some regards, I got to tell you, I am so grateful, for your, heart towards the truth and towards human rights and really bringing this to light, because this still remains so underreported, the abuses that are taking place. We talked about what's happening in Korea, and what a dream to bring these families. I mean, these families have been separated, by the DMZ and with North and South, that they could be reunited. What an awesome prospect. But then also in the Middle East, we still have families being abused there. Give us an update on what's going on in Iran.
Yes, it's a fascinating story. It's a fascinating situation of what's happening in Iran country, but in within the regime and within the people. So we have the Iranian people, some of the most incredible people I've ever met. In fact, we had heard about these protests some time ago against the government that happened there, and then suddenly they just went off the radar of the mainstream media. Nobody was talking about it, but I guarantee you they are still happening. I know for a fact they're still happening. I have sources on the ground, many of them. And it's not just that they're protesting rights for women, which they are. They're also protesting Iran's proxy wars. Mm-hmm. And that means that their government is using money that they could be used for. It could be used to help children, to help women, to help some of the rights violations within Iran, to help their people not suffer anymore, not starve. They're actually using that money to fund Hezbollah, Hamas operatives, and all of their proxy wars. And so Iran right now has military groups stationed and leading troops in Iraq and Baghdad and Syria, throughout Syria, targeted against Israel, and of course anybody that can be targeted against Israel, and throughout the Arabian Peninsula, Saudi, Yemen, everywhere else, setting off bombs. And so they want to continue to gain that grasp over the rest of them at the detriment of their people. But in terms of the abuses, one of the things that I've been able to see firsthand, which has been heartbreaking, is these Christians in northern Iraq who escaped ISIS. They actually went to the Kurdistan region up there, and the Kurds are very sympathetic to the Christians. They've been, of course, persecuted by the Iranian regime and the Arabs under Saddam because they're not Arab, and so they've been sympathetic to these Christians. And as ISIS was being dismantled, their strongholds in Iraq, some of these Christians were able to go back home to villages I've been to. And as soon as they came back, within weeks, Bill, you had Iranian regime. They call them in the media, they call them, quote, Shia militias or the PMF or a Hashdul Shabi, coming right back in to take over those lands to make sure the Kurds didn't have any foothold so that Iran could come in and step in. So they're leading in the exact same way they left with ISIS, and not a single person is reporting on that.
Wow. This is amazing and heartbreaking, what has been going on, and the people, as you say, the people in Iran are increasingly frustrated because they hear, they hear that they got over $1 billion from Barack Obama's administration, and they see, these proxy wars that are going on, and they're looking about, and, their citizens are starving. And, the devastation that they're experiencing at the ground level, and going, why are we wasting this money? Why are we doing this to ourselves? And, and what is the gain for them? I mean, are they gaining any ground whatsoever that would give the leadership any kind of evidence and veracity for what they've been doing and how they've been leading the people?
They do believe they are gaining ground, and that's the worst part. I've seen pictures because, of course, the Kurds were fighting for their independence from the rest of Iraq just late last year, which I was there for. But they showed me pictures. There's the government in Baghdad right now. Iran's military guys have become so powerful there within Baghdad that the pictures of the Ayatollah are on the wall. in Iraq Baghdad offices. So they believe that the Iranian arm is now very strong within Baghdad, could take over that those portions of Iraq. The only thing stopping it is this small Kurdish region, as well as in Syria. You have the backing of the Russian army behind you and propping up Assad. And all these things, we look at Assad, and yes, that is something we should be looking at. You know, Syria is a part of the civil war. But Iran's weapons are one of the biggest problems there. We don't even consider the fact that if Assad, quote, uses chemical weapons, this is because of the backing from Iran, because of the backing from Russia, and Iran is there. And so Iran's not anywhere. I mean, of course, they have bases near Damascus, but their main bases are right on the borders of Israel, and Israel knows it.
Right.
So they have very distinct intentions. They do believe they're gaining ground. They believe they can gain that hold of Syria. I'm sure that's been promised to them. But as you stated, you know, these are coming out, more revelations, more money that the Obama administration gave to the Iranian regime. Actually, when I was working against the Iranian deal of 2015, I spoke with Iranian civilians who I respect and people who have been there. And I said, why are you in favor of this series? You know your government is going to lie to you and has hurt you before. And they said, well, we do know that, but we also know we pay $7 for a loaf of bread. And this 2015, this nuclear deal, because of the money we're going to get back to relieve sanctions, we'll be able to pay a normal amount for a loaf of bread to feed our family. Still, they're still paying $7 for a loaf of bread. Every cent of that money went to fund terrorism.
Yeah, and speaking of Israel, Jen, update us there. I mean, we see what's happening at the border there in the Gaza. We spoke with Nancy Hartevelt Coburn live from Israel last week. You know, they're storming, you know, the fence there. They're bringing young kids there. Hamas is all for publicity. People are getting injured unnecessarily. Continuing to wreak havoc, and of course Hamas is, you know, still sending missiles into Israel. But this is another one of those areas that are being so greatly misreported, and the people here in the West are misunderstanding. What say you?
You know, and it's fun because I'm on your show now, so there are things I can say on yours that I might have people to say elsewhere, but Israel is one place that is going to be okay, even if we see massive global-sized armies coming there. Israel is going to be okay. That is a protected state. In the practical sense, I mean, they truly are. Israeli intelligence is the best in the world, hands down, the resources that they have. And so while they have Iran on one side and Hamas and everyone else on the other, they know how to stop them. They always have. And, of course, these are misreports. I mean, we know, and those in the truth, those that continue to try to find that truth, they know that Israel is never the first. They're never the ones to act first. They're never the ones to enact violence first. And if anybody has ever heard, it's because they tried to murder Israelis. And they tried to violate the laws and violate the walls there. And one thing I would always ask people, or caution anybody that's questioning this situation, even in the times I've been to Israel, is to say, you know, both of you, everybody in a Palestinian territory, you have your own government, you have your own things. Why do you hate Israel? If you're starving to death, you realize you have a government that gets billions of dollars in financing. Yet if you go into Jerusalem, in the heart of Jerusalem, and you meet Arab Israelis who chose to stay there, they love their life.
They're doing well.
Anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're doing well.
Right.
That's place that will always be okay.
And that's the ironic thing about it. And what people need to understand, of all places that God could place his name, Jen, he picked one part of the entire planet and all the geography to place his name. It is in Jerusalem. And yes, Israel is protected by God Almighty and all of heaven's armies. And we see it played out time and again in prophecy. The Bible is clear in telling us that they will be protected. And, the option for us here in America, when we have been consistent and in alignment with the Word of God, and that is that, what God, the Abrahamic promise was that those that bless Israel will be blessed. And when we bless Israel, the United States of America is blessed, and hopefully, prayerfully, to the end of days, that would be our charge and our focus. And I see America once again, you know, blessing Israel, and especially with this move. We made a big statement in moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, right?
Amen. And we're going to see those blessings continue.
Amen. Jennifer Breeden, I'm Bill Martinez live. Jen, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
God bless. All right. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Money. Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. How is your day? You know, for all of us, you know, this is an ordinary question we ask others and are asked by others, you know, every day. But for so many people in the United States and around the world living with rare diseases who rely on plasma protein therapies to lead a normal life, no day is ordinary, as you can imagine. Recently, the Plasma Protein Therapeutics Association unveiled a new global initiative, How Is Your Day? It highlights the critical differences that plasma protein therapies have on the everyday lives of thousands of people who live with rare, life-threatening chronic and genetic diseases. How Is Your Day highlights how these therapies transform the lives of many people every day, differentiates these unique therapies from traditional pharmaceuticals, and builds awareness of the value they provide to people, families, and society. Plasma protein therapies are derived directly from plasma-derived and made using recombinant DNA technologies. Now, they replace missing or deficient proteins in the blood, allowing affected people to lead normal, healthy, and productive lives. In the U.S. and worldwide, thousands of people rely rely on these plasma protein therapies to live full lives. In most cases, plasma therapies are the only medicines that can treat these conditions, and the only sources for these treatments is plasma that is provided by human donors. And here to tell us more about it is Jan Volk, President and CEO of the Plasma Protein Therapeutics Association. Jan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. How was your day?
Hey, I'm doing, yes, how was my day? My day is terrific. How is your day?
It started very, very good, and I'm happy to make a contribution, and maybe we can make somebody else's day better.
Yeah, let's do it together here. And as I laid out, the How Is Your Day initiative is beginning to gain momentum and help people really, truly have an enjoyable day. So let's talk about the initiative and what it's all about here, Jan.
Yeah, well, let me use an example, which I think makes it understandable. Unfortunately, there are people in the society who do not have the proteins that help us to lead a normal life. Let me give you one example. There's a group of patients, they have what you call an immune deficiency, and that means that they don't have the ability to fight infectious diseases, and they have one infection after the other. And what the impact on their life, as you can imagine, is horrific. They can't go to school, they can't work. Think about grandparents, if they want to play with their children in the sandbox, they can't because they always come away with an infection, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And once it is diagnosed what the underlying disease is, and you give them the replacement proteins with the therapies that we manufacture, then it's amazing to see what the impact is and how happy they are to lead a normal life. They can go to school, they can go to work, they can play with the grandchildren. It is enormous, and this was just one example. There are more.
Yeah. Well, how many millions of people are we talking being affected, by this, Jan?
Well, this is interesting you say that, because when you talk about millions, that's not the case. We're not talking here about diseases like high blood pressure or diabetes or depression. You talk here about very low numbers. If you look in the United States right now, if you look at what I just described, if you have this immune deficiency, our current estimate is that in the United States, about 40,000 people are being treated.
Mm.
When you talk about some of the neurological diseases, you talk about 14,000. When you talk about patients who have a missing protein that creates problems with inflammation and really can block your throat, I'm talking about 5,000. So I talk of very small numbers, but the impact is absolutely enormous.
Well, that's what I was going to say, for them individually, but for the connected families that are affected, as you mentioned, you know, a simple little deal like getting in a sandbox with your grandchildren, that's hard to hear, but this is what life is for them, and this is why How Is Your Day, this initiative, what motivated this theme, right?
Yeah, it is, and it is interesting because if you have time and you go to our website called howisyourday.org, then you will see some testimonials of patients that I've just described, and their stories are absolutely heartwarming and the impact that it has. And we believe it's so important. And you made a very good comment. It's not just the patient himself. It is the family around it that is dealing with this every single day. It's enormous.
You know, when we talk about the plasma protein therapies, this is rather unique. And it helps people suffering, from these rare diseases. And, I want you to unfold that a little bit more on how that came about, Jan, because, I've heard in the past of plasma protein therapies, but this is the first time I've actually spoken with someone like yourself that has firsthand experience. So maybe we can get into a little bit more detail on that.
Yeah, well, let me explain this a little bit about the complexity that we have to deal with. It starts with a donation. So So individuals come to a collection center and donate their plasma. This can be done in the United States up to twice a week. Mm-hmm. And after a very strict donor screening procedure, because we want to make sure that donors are healthy, we start the collection process. We need a lot of donations before a therapy can be made for a patient. For example, the patient that I just described with the immune deficiency, with the infectious diseases, for one therapy for this patient, we need 130 donations.
Wow.
When you talk about hemophilia, we need up to 1,200 donations before a therapy can be manufactured. So after the plasma is donated, we go through a very complex manufacturing process that can take up between 7 and 9 months before a therapy is being administered. So you can imagine this is so different than what you see normally in the pharmaceutical industry when you talk about manufacturing a pill or a tablet. And it's this difference that we want to help people understand.
Mm-hmm. So how can the everyday person, you know, how can they get involved?
Well, there are several ways how to be involved. Number one, you can go to the website howisyourday.org and read the different stories of patients and donors to see what the link is and what can be done. The second thing is become a donor. Mm-hmm. Help people. Go to a website called donatingplasma.org, and you will find all the information that is necessary to become a donor. And it's only with these donations that we're going to be able to manufacture these life-saving therapies.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, you lay out the numbers. I mean, we need thousands of donors here, you know, to produce these therapies. And you can go there to howisyourday.org, begin to get the information, and follow through on the prompts. I mean, you know, see if this is something that that you can get involved in. You're needed, and this would be most helpful and appreciated. I mean, I didn't think that, Jen, you know, the numbers that you tell me in order to come up with the, you know, with the solution that is needed, you know, the medicine, you know, the blood plasma, that it requires so many people, you know, even to, you know, produce one, you know, one injection.
Yeah, it is amazing. And one of the things that that we see is many times we organize days where donors and patients meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, those are very emotional encounters and a wonderful way for patients to thank the donors.
Wow. Well, this is a great effort that you're doing, and you know, the thing is, what happened now is you've captured How Is Your Day. So when I go forward and I ask somebody How Is Your Day, you've been very effective in connecting us, you know, with the awareness of plasma protein therapies. Jen Bolt, President and CEO of Plasma Protein Therapies Association. Go to the website howisyourday.org for all the information that you need. Jen Bolt, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
18 before the top of the hour.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Martinez, live.
What more could you want? How about a couple of DVDs, huh? And we've got them to give away because we're givers. That's what we do. I've got the new DVD of the movie Samson, action-packed, gripping, biblical, epic, chosen, betrayed, redeemed. Great story. For those of you who've seen it, you'd like your own copy for your home consumption and sharing with family and friends. We're giving those away. Also, I Can Only Imagine, yes, that wonderful movie that'll be out next week. Samson's already out, by the way, but I Can Only Imagine will be out next week. It's available digitally right now. We know all about that, the song you know and the story you don't. All you have to do, send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be put in a hopper. We'll put your name in a hopper for either one of the DVDs, I Can Only Imagine or Samson, and it'll be coming your way. Make sure you include your name, address, all that good stuff I need to know to make sure I get it to the right place, okay? So thank you for doing that because we love to give. We love to pass it on because that's the way we roll here. We're waiting right now on Dr. Alveda King. A little bit of background on her story. Kind of interesting. She found herself making a huge mistake. She says, I broke a cardinal rule of mine. Well, I should have been sleeping. I read a post about a weird anti-woman diatribe against Ivanka Trump. He said, my mind was still reeling over the Roseanne debacle, as you'll recall. The grim reaper of social divisiveness was at work big time. All the media attention, TV, film, radio, social media, to the emotional tirades and strife-filled content, intentional and some unintentional, currently jamming frequencies of healing, reconciliation, and unity. humanity. And, you know, this is Alveda's heart always was and has been to bring us together, to find those things that we can agree on. And certainly when you consider her as an evangelist, you know, her pivot point, as mine is as well, is the Word of God. We want to do whatever God has called us to do. But we also understand that we are human and we have those moments, those less than moments, those moments that the Apostle Paul or the Evangelist Paul wrote about, you know, the very things that I do, I say I want to do, I don't do. That which I say I don't, I do. You know, this is kind of the human tragedy that goes on. And this is why also, I believe, why God, you know, calls us to be forgivers. You know, I think that's one of the greatest gifts that we can give to anybody is to forgive them. And it's also the greatest gift we can give to ourselves, because if we don't, then we get all entrapped and we're mired in all the mud and, you know, the complexity of the offense. That's lose-lose, you know. So the challenge that we have in today's America is can we be forgivers, or do we want to hang on to, you know, what we perceive to be an abuse, and maybe rightfully so. But it is, as I say, the greatest gift that we can give to the other and the greatest gift we can give to ourselves. The evangelist, Dr. Alveda King, joins us, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests of Life. Alveda, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Well, hello, Bill. That's Priests for Life, and it's civilrightsfortheunborn.com.
Yes.
And then alvedaking.com. That's how you can find me, too.
Okay, good. Well, we've located you here, and we're glad you're on with us. I was telling him a little bit of the backstory that you kind of found yourself in a Roseanne moment where you get caught up in the, you know, the diatribe and the secular cultural conversation and knee-jerk reacting, and then you go, oh, why did I do that?
Yeah, and you know, and I'm just going to throw this in, and you can pull it back if it's just not where we need to go, but these two recent suicides with the designer and the
yes.
chef, the suicide, you know, Roseanne having one of those moments of just saying those things, and then the ugly thing that the girl said about
Ivanka.
Trump's daughter, Ivanka. Right. So, and that's why I said it's kind of like we need an antacid or something against all of that ugly, all those things. So people are really troubled, Bill. People are in real trouble, and they need light. They need truth. And we are trying. You're doing a real good job, too, of flooding the airwaves with positive, good truth, not ashamed to give a scripture with it. So lifting up the name of God, Jesus. So that's what really people need.
Well, we need a breakthrough, a voice to be able to come through the insanity here, Alveda, to tell people, stop it. You know, in the Hispanic culture, I share with people all the time is, you know, my grandmother would look at us and, you know, she'd give you that eye. And if you didn't respond to the eye, then she would take off the chancla, you know, the house slipper, and that house slipper would come running.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? And
my grandchildren know, and my children do too.
Yeah, exactly. I think we need our culture needs some house slippers to be flying around here, you know.
Home training.
Exactly, because it's uncivil. You know, the kind of language is being thrown out, and all in this name, you know, this convenience side, I got free speech. Yeah, but with it comes responsibility. And as we know, as children of God, we have the power of life and death in our mouths. We're created in God's image. Are we building up or tearing down? Are we adding to, or are we taking away? You know, and we need those kind of guardrails in our culture now more than ever. We've been running amok for too long. We're destroying people. We're destroying their lives. We're not being the blessing that God created us to be, are we?
That He designed us. And if you saw the articles, I know it was up at the Priest for Life site and on Newsmax, it said, taste your words before you spit them out.
Yes.
Pay attention. And they used to say, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words can never hurt me. Words can give deep psychological damage if they're the wrong words.
Exactly.
So we really do need to know that. I'm real pleased about several of the things that are continuing to come out of President Trump's administration. I'm not trying to make this political, but the pro-life actions and the getting some of these prisoners out of jail, sending the fathers home for Father's Day, those kinds of things, and telling America if you don't work, you don't eat. Not handouts, but having us work, you know, and contribute to this great country.
Yeah, but why do people need to work, though? This is what they're losing. They're getting, and this is where the political idiocy comes in. They need to work for their own good. God said, be fruitful and multiply. And the reason he said that was because he knew at the core of our happiness would be having a productive life. And when you consider, you know, anecdotally, even by research, the people who are the crankiest are the ones that are sitting at home watching TV, not being productive. What a frustrating experience. And I think that this is why the engines of our economy are starting to roar, as people are starting to get off the couches. And here we are. We've got more jobs than people right now in this country. When was the last time we had that happening?
Well, can I say something? And it's kind of a joke, but it kind of isn't.
Okay.
So we don't watch something at our house called Pokemon. The children are not allowed to play with Pokemon. It's a little game and a toy, but it's demonic. Meaning monster, as in demons, right?
Right, right.
So I kept telling them, I'm saying, guys, we cannot have Pokemon. So they had sneaked Pokemon into the house this week. My grandchildren are visiting for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to crank my daughter's car and move it. It would not crank. Nothing was wrong with it before, and it wouldn't crank, right? So I found the Pokemon. It was laying there where they had hidden it, right?
Oh.
And I said, what is this? So she went and threw it away. Guess what? She got in the car this morning and cranked right up. So I'm not saying Pokemon turned off the car. I'm not really saying that, and I'm kind of tongue-in-cheek with it. But that negative energy was not helpful to the productivity of our home. So I think we need to pay attention to what our children are watching on television. We need to pay attention to what we're saying. We need to pay attention to what we're doing. We need to pray. We need to pray for those who are in authority that we can have peaceful lives. We need your grandmama's, what's the name for the house?
Chancla. Chancla.
Chancla.
Yes.
Find that chancla now.
Yes. And let it fly. Let it fly so that we can correct ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because that is, you know, that doesn't give God glory. You know, when we're sitting there thinking that, you know, with the creative mind he gave us, that we are so uncivil toward one another. We're all on this journey together. I like what Britt Hume said the other night. I don't know if you caught this, but this was in relationship to Kate Spade and the announcement that she had committed suicide. He said something rather powerful that reminded me of what Socrates had to say a while ago, and that is that you never know what other people are going through. Be kind. So be kind.
Be kind, be courteous, and we never know if that one kind act or that hopeful word can deter something and help a person. And
exactly.
That still is what we should be about here in America. And I believe we can be, Bill, which is why whenever I hear from you, I'm so grateful to join you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are such a blessing, Alveda. You're always welcome here. And, you know, we talk about that word that I like the way the Bible puts it, an aptly spoken word that elevates that person, that has saved lives. Sometimes it's even a look of affirmation, just looking at somebody to say, hey, you know, you don't even have to say anything, but you give them that sense that they're appreciated and they're acknowledged. And I think this has been part of the dangerous waters that this country has gone through, is the spirit of invalidation. People have been marginalized, have been kicked out of the public square and reduced to their lowest common denominator. That's not God's highest, is it?
No, it's not. And if we can continue to do that and do what my uncle said, Martin Luther King, learn to live together as brothers and sisters, one blood, one race, Acts 17:26, then we will not perish together as fools. I believe that there's still hope for America. And if you're listening, if you're considering an abortion, suicide, or something else that just isn't going to help your life, there is hope.
Yes.
Be encouraged and keep looking up.
Evangelist Alveda King, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priests for Life. Alveda, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. my friend. God bless you too. Bye-bye.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
What?